here's a story from The World.
On the first anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, I went to New York to speak with artists, to hear their thoughts on what had happened to their city in the wake of the attacks. One of them was an Afghan musician who goes simply by Qureshi. Now, remember that by 2002, the U.S. military was in Afghanistan. They had routed the Taliban from power, but the mission there was not over. 20 years of grinding war and attempts at nation building had just begun. And the Afghan musician I spoke with at the time, Qureshi, he was worried for his native country and still, after a year, for his adopted home of New York. Recently, I reached out again to Qureshi, still a proud New Yorker. You and I spoke on the first anniversary of 9/11. That was in 2002. You were on tour overseas when the planes went into the World Trade Center. Remind me how you felt back in New York City after you returned.
Actually, I was stuck for an extra week in London. And then when I came here, I live downtown New York City. Nothing seems like normal like before. It was kind of empty, sad, and kind of depressing. It took some while to be back to normal.
And for you especially, it took some time. About a week later, we started to see, the world started to see the connections between 9/11 and your home country. I just want to play a segment of our conversation from the time.
Then all of a sudden we have this news that we were hoping that somehow Afghanistan should not be involved in these things and it shouldn't be, but unfortunately it was. It was out of our control, but we have to deal with this other catastrophe that what takes in Afghanistan. And we also, as I hear, like everyone hears, a lot of innocent people died, so this is very sad. Especially for Afghanistan, that we've been in war, in civil war for the past 20 years.
So Qureshi, that was you 19 years ago. I mean, it is so surreal to hear that now. Once again, the Taliban are in power. What are you feeling right now?
I am shocked as all other Afghans, even non-Afghans, whoever hear the news. I'm totally shocked. The turn of events and the drastic changes. The best word to describe is shocked. I'm totally shocked.
I want to focus on what you do and your instrument, the rubab, singular to Afghanistan, similar in some ways, for people who don't know, to the sitar, i.e. it's stringed and with added sympathetic resonating strings, which give it that distinctive sound. What happened to rubab music under the Taliban when they were in power in the 1990s? And do you expect to see a ban on playing the rubab or performing or playing of any music?
Yeah, that's what I hear. This is one of the very sad things for me. That's what is affect me in this instrument. At that time, I heard they broke some of these rubabs, and whoever had it, they hide it. So I don't know what's going to happen this time, because everybody's there talking about they changed. But I'm not sure. So I'm here. I don't know what's going to happen. But what I hear, music is not allowed. So this will be a sad, dark period for Afghan music.
I mean, you've not been in Afghanistan basically since 1983, correct?
I went, actually, they invited me. I think it was 2016. I went there for a performance. It was great to be back there. Then I really enjoyed being there. The music scene was there. There were a lot of young Afghan rubab players. And there were a couple of schools. And to their surprise, they were very surprised that I kept this instrument alive all these years that I was away from Afghanistan. And I played it the traditional way, how it should be played. So that was a good thing, but I don't know what's going to happen to them in this situation.
Given the connections 9/11 has now two times with your home of Afghanistan, I mean, stepping back, what does the 20th anniversary of 9/11 mean to you, Qureshi?
It's very sad, and it's very sad Afghanistan to be part of this, and very sad and a very dark chapter, but at the same time, very sad for those people that they lost their lives not too far from where I live. And actually, the buildings that I was also working there, sometimes I was working there.
In the World Trade Center.
Yes, and I know those buildings. I've been to those buildings many, many times. So every time I would pass by afterwards, actually, after a couple of weeks when I returned from my tour, at that time when I say that the 9/11 took place, I would go there sometimes to see that scene. It was horrific, and I had nightmares. So that's that was very sad, and it's still sad in many people's memory.
New York City resident and Afghan musician Qureshi speaking with me 19 years after we first met. You're listening to Qureshi's composition, Kabul, New York, a nod of his to two cultures.